Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Todd Hollinsworth, Albert Breer, Anthony Rizzo. Thank you. Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss, Jeff Meller. Hoodie and I back tomorrow at 7 a.m. And I hope you'll meet us along the way out there as we do this walk as one Chicago. Walkasonechicago.com is where you can make a donation to Bernie's Book Bank. Carmen and Yurko are in for Crosstalk.
Carm and Yurko.
Boom, 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 boom.
Can't wait till you're back in the studio.
What's up, fellas?
What's up? How about the...
Buenos dias.
Oh, a little Heguish. I didn't know you speak Heguish.
I do. You've got to stop by Mugs Bunny and then go to Baltimore Foods.
Exactly.
And those are the two things you need to do when you're in Heguish.
Mugs Bunny?
Yeah. Mugs Bunny. More cocaine flying through that place than boy, anywhere in the world.
Oh, come on.
More than the Mets locker room in the 80s?
In the old days, though. It was an 80s thing.
Yeah, it was an 80s.
Not a current thing. It was an 80s thing. Long time ago.
I feel very familiar, yes.
Oh, man.
Mugs, Bunny, Mork.
Wow.
And Baltimore Foods, a fine establishment.
Oh, that's where you get the Drago kebabs. Mmm.
Very tasty.
How do you feel about your Sox today, Carmi?
I feel pretty good. Today,
minus 127.
You out, Giolito, that's not a surprise. The White Sox did not lose a game to a lefty all year.
14-0.
That's a good start. It's a good way to start.
You got to like that.
Facing a rookie, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like them today. Problem is they've Oakland, you know this, Hoodie. Oakland's never been good to them, you know. That building has been kind of a nightmare over the years. But
I feel pretty good today. What I would like to have is some doubles and some triples into that corner, that cavernous building that they're in right now. I don't expect the ball to fly out of there in that big building because, you know, the Sox rely so much on the home run. Can they do that on a regular basis in that building?
Can they pound a lefty starter like they have all year? Tim Anderson get on base a couple of times?
By the way, the A's just announced that Scott Hattieburg has been activated.
There we go,
game.
Scott Hattieburg.
There you go.
Let's go back to Moneyball.
All this is gravy. All of this. Like the Sox earned that seventh spot by sliding, losing 8-10. You know, terrible. They earned it. So now let's see what this scrappy bunch can do. Anything that we're seeing here is just a positive. My focus is really on 2021 and beyond, but it's good to see the Sox in the postseason for the first time in a while.
It is. It's going to be a wild ride. I mean, there's four games today. There could be six on Thursday or something, right?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of baseball.
By the way, brought to you by the Hawthorne Racecourse.
We're carrying a bunch. We've got the Sox today. We've got the
Cubs
tomorrow. On our air, the NBA playoffs. We'll have those games.
I like to hear.
Yeah, that's about to tip off. So the NBA finals, I should say.
Okay, I will tell you, I'm rooting, obviously, for the White Sox. You like my jersey, by the way?
I like the jersey. It reminds me of Jesse's old hat.
Yep.
That he used to wear to Cubs.
Reminds me of Ray Rainer.
Our guy Sam Frasco.
Sammy Frasco. Is he walking?
He's walking.
How far? The whole way?
The whole deal.
Woof.
Where do you have Chelveston the Duck coming out?
Did you stretch, Sammy?
What up, Sammy?
Sammy is one of the directors of security, retired police officer. Yes. So Greg Braggs is walking.
I saw Greg downstairs. He's on Instagram Live, I think.
Is he?
Or maybe, he's walking. And then Darren Utnick, who is the executive director of Bernie's Book Bank.
Is he walking too?
He is.
Nice.
And we'll see who else pops up along the route.
You're like Forrest Gump. All of a sudden, you just get people running with you.
That's it.
And then you'll stop.
I thought more like Rocky.
No,
I think like Forrest.
Well, Forrest, that's how Forrest did it,
Rocky
Forrest
didn't run 29 miles. You know, Rocky ran up there. By the way, those stairs are nothing in Philadelphia. I don't know if you've ever run.
I did them.
Nothing.
They're not
very vertical. They're more horizontal.
Correct. Yeah,
I mean, it's nothing. Maybe at the end of like a 5 mile run, but.
What's cool is the statue of Rocky there that you take a picture with.
It is cool. Danny and I did it.
I mean, Carmen, why would you do that to a Paisan? Why would you do that? Why would you call it? I mean, it's an iconic movie. And then
it's one of my favorite movies. I'm just saying. Stairs. I'll never forget being in Philly. It's more of an indictment of Philly because I don't like Philadelphia. Yeah, you got to the stairs, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. You know, Danny and I ran up. We said the same thing. Like, that's it? Those are the stairs?
Those are great movies.
With the attention span of the modern person, today's person, you can't make that movie.
No. Couldn't make it.
They wouldn't be able to stick with the first 30 minutes of the movie that were snail-like.
A movie like that today would never get made. It'd be some indie film, maybe. I mean, it would never.
It couldn't
Rocky
be made.
Two, Rocky 2.
I like I like all the Rockies.
Rocky 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Breaking two.
And I know when I finish the walk, I will Smeal Manly. Remember that?
I will Smeal Good. Yeah, Smeal Manly. I love all the Rockies. Well, after 5, they got a little silly. Yeah, even 5 was a little silly, I got to be honest. Through 4, sign me up. I'll watch them anytime.
So, this is why they're called classic movies.
That's
it. You know, I mean, just the way that it was done at the time when you went to the drive-in to be able to see these. That wasn't a bad thing at the time. As a kid, it was as big as life.
Yeah.
Rocky, wow, look at the story. Look at all the steps that he's going. I mean, it's what you see, but, you know.
Well, the training scenes were, in all of them, Hoodie, were always so great. The training scene in Rocky IV when he's in Siberia.
Yo, and he's got the log on
his
shoulder.
And it's contrasted. You got the dichotomy of the world-class treatment and facilities that the Russian is using, and he's getting all doped up. And then you've got Rocky working out with, wheelbarrows and rocks and cutting wood. There's no better workout scene ever.
How about when he takes off in the snow Mercedes skids off the road?
He's running up the mountain through the snow.
From the KGB.
You don't get a better a workout scene than that. When Rocky and Apollo in Rocky 3 mm-hmm. are running down the beach, and Rocky finally beats him, and they're jumping in the splash, and they're hugging each other in slow motion. It doesn't get any better than that. That's it. Rocky's classic. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what it is. It's like you look at it for the time that it was made.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, there it is. And like, when it comes on basic cable, and I see like a couple of scenes, like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
God, it was the best, man.
Sure.
Come on, Channel 9 when we were kids.
Channel 9.
It's all the stupid commercials, but you sat there and you watched it. You spent 4 hours watching a 2-hour movie with all the stupid commercials.
I know people at 9. I know that Cap knows people at 9. I'm sure they're looking at the numbers on the weekends. They go, our numbers down the weekends. Well, you don't have a Cubs baseball. You don't have family classics. You don't have a Swiss
on.
Family Robinson
exactly.
or a Rocky on.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You don't have Heidi. Put something on. Put Rocky on. We'll watch
That's the problem. You know?
It's so great, dude.
By the way, I think we were talking about this off the air, but we got to bring it on the air. Like last season, once a year, I always have this thing where Monday Night Football's on, and unconsciously, I just hit 7 looking for the Monday Night game. And now I'm right this year because now it's on 7. It's on ESPN and ESPN2. But just like an old man, I'm just looking for the Monday Night game like at 7:30 on a Monday.
That's
like,
it.
Hey, it's on 7, right?
Put I'm on Channel 7.
I'm looking for Cosell.
Right. You're going way back. You're that's how old school that is. Yeah. Looking for Howard Cosell and Dandy Don. Put on Channel 7.
Unconsciously, like, Monday Night game. Let me just hit 7. Like, oh, it's not on there. It's Blackish.
I saw them. It's Blackish.
Blackish.
I saw them run a promo for this week's Thursday Nighter. I mean, I give them credit for even trying. You know, the NFL Network for even trying to promote Thursday night's game. And they tried. I got a kick out of it.
The gamblers will be there.
Well, I don't even know about that. I mean, that's a tough game to gamble on. I'm not going to lie to you. 0-3 versus 0-3. I mean, with two coaches that might be on their way out. I mean, what?
Who is it again?
It's the Broncos and the Jets. Good luck to you.
Gosh.
And they tried to. I'll give the NFL Network credit. They tried. They put a promo together to. This is going to be the game, everybody. Get ready. Week 4 starts. Ain't much to look forward to in that one.
Like I told you yesterday, that I think I'm taking a position anti-Giants, anti-Jets.
Jets, yeah.
So whoever they play, I'm going to take the other team as you move forward.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can trust Denver that much.
I don't know if I can trust either of them. I mean, it's not even like it's a game with really fantasy implications. Without Cortland Sutton, I mean, and like who are there even big-time fantasy players?
Who's the running back that was there, Lindsey?
Lindsey's hurt,
He's
right?
He's hurt, too. Yeah.
I mean, geez, this is a nightmare.
Le'Veon Bell? Is Le'Veon Bell? I mean, that's what you have. And is there one receiver, Jamison Crowder? Maybe that's on somebody's active roster to catch some balls in that offense. He was actually quietly a pretty productive fantasy player last year.
I don't know. Good luck to you, man. I can't muster up the effort for this Thursday night. Luckily, there's baseball.
Gambling, though. Gambling will always pique someone's interest.
There's no doubt.
Do we have NBA finals that night?
What's the final schedule? It's a good question. Is there finals game Thursday?
Wednesday, Friday,
okay,
Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday.
I got to congratulate Tampa Bay.
That game's still probably going to be baseball, sadly. that Thursday night game, it'll probably still beat the baseball. You're talking about playoff baseball.
Yeah, anything will
beat against
baseball,
the Thursday night game between two teams that are 0-6.
The NFL can send their two worst squads with 30 guys on each team down, and the next 30 guys on each team playing, and it would still beat baseball.
No question. It'll beat everything.
Of course it will.
No question.
The average Thursday night game will beat anything the NBA or the
but even this one, could this
baseball.
One? Could this one beat it?
Even this
probably
one.
Will. Yes. I said that yesterday. You watch. It's going to win the
race. I was talking to somebody in the industry yesterday who called me, and he said, do you realize, and he's a baseball guy, he said, do you realize that if you took the Cubs and Sox rating for the game on Sunday,
Sunday's
added them
day
together,
game. Yeah,
the day game,
yeah,
on NBC Sports Chicago and on Marquee
Network, it'd come up short of NFL.
Added them together and then multiplied them by four, you'd fall short of the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Bears were like a 34.
Yeah. What if you just add in a golf scene with Steve Cashel? How would that work? would it put it over
that
the top?
It over
if it was Jim Blaney with him,
That's over the top.
Over the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if you add a golf scene, a little Cashel out there, I think that helps.
This is like Benetti's version of ratings math. You're telling me if you add them together and multiply, it still doesn't beat the Bears? Woof.
Oh, you believe that,
multiply
right?
by four?
Yeah, you believe that.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have guessed if you multiplied by four.
Big Bears games are pulling well north of 30s.
The NFL, man.
Those are moon landing ratings right
there. That's right, Hoodie.
It's huge.
Gather on the TV, kids.
And, York, by the way, no more betting for Baltimore again in a big game. Yeah. That's enough of that. Like,
boy, did Lamar Jackson come back to earth?
All right, but this is part of the company, right? We've just got to hype up Mahomes versus Jackson like it's some rivalry. I saw that this morning on the Keyshawn and Jay Will and Zubin trying to hype up like this is Brady and Manning. It's not.
When one guy can't beat the other, Mahomes is not 3-0 against them.
So until Lamar Jackson's winning big games on a regular basis against someone at the caliber of Mahomes, we're not betting the Ravens.
Doesn't Lamar Jackson have what does he have, one loss against the entire league in the regular season other than
the Chiefs?
The Chiefs or two losses or something like that?
I believe that's
He's got
correct.
Like two regular season losses against everybody else, and he's 0-3 against
he's
the
incredible.
Chiefs.
Yeah, Mama Mahomes, by the way, says, Lewis Riddick, stop calling him Pat. It's
Why
not his
the
name.
Only one who calls him that? Who else calls him Pat? Nobody calls him that.
Because her ex-husband is Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, it's Patrick. He's Patrick Mahomes.
And so, did you see the kid spoke today, Patrick?
What'd he say?
He said, my name is Patrick, my mom's first husband, and my dad is Pat.
It's Pat Mahomes. And then who's Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Because I've always heard of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
It is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
So who was Steve Levy talking about last night?
I don't know.
He must have gotten the pronunciation, right? Like, is Helaire telling everybody, hey, you're saying my name wrong?
It's
because
Helaire.
He was making such a...
It was dramatic.
It was very dramatic. And here we go with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I'm like, wait, what? When did this start? Is it Helaire or Helaire? Because I always heard it Helaire.
You asked the player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The same way Patrick Mahomes clarified his situation, where you remember Leroy Butler was Leroy Butler, and he became Leroy Butler.
It became Leroy when he got into money.
Yeah, third year.
It was Leroy when he was broke.
Right. When he signed the new contract and did the Lambeau leap, he suddenly became Leroy.
Leroy to Leroy.
By the way, it's Leroy.
I never know what to call Leroy Butler because I get it confused.
Yeah. No, I mean, I told him that. I said, when you were broke, you were just playing all Leroy. You were just Leroy Butler.
That's right.
That's who
from
you
Jacksonville.
Were.
When Dan Gadzurek was in college at UCLA, he was Dan Gadzurek. Then he got to the NBA. All of a sudden, he said, my name's Dan Gadzurek. I'm like, wait a minute. You said your name in college was Gadzurek.
How about this? I'm doing a basketball game at Illinois. I'm the play-by-play, the analyst. I don't know who he is. I said, so what'd you do before you got into this? He said, I actually worked in the SID office at Penn State. I said, oh, interesting. He said, in fact, he was Robbie Gould. Until as he was heading off to the NFL, someone in our office said, you ought to call it Gold.
Oh,
good
God.
As gold.
At some point, you got to
Joe Theismann became Joe Theismann. To rhyme with Heisman.
Rhyme with Heisman. So. Heisman.
All right, I got to go.
All right, have a good walk. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you in, an hour and a half.
Yeah,
hour and a half.
45.
You'll see where you are.
1 mile away from the building.
Let's hope you made
Wow.
Get those laces.
Waddle and Sylvia are taking bets. I have laceless shoes on. Waddle and Sylvia are taking bets I won't make it.
No,
real supportive.
I mean, come on. You're just walking. You're not running.
Hey, it's competition. You never know. If guys want to wager, you wager.
My guess is you'll make it.
They wager on the sun coming up at what time in the morning sometimes. Why wouldn't they wager on whether you make it or not?
You'll make it. You'll make it. Hydrate. All right. Good luck.
Hydrate. You guys have a great day.
Have a great walk, brother.
See you, Hoodie.
All right, Hoodie. I'll see you at the finish.
All right, buddy.
All right. The walk starts now. Carmen and Yurko are next.
Carmen and Yurko.
Bow, 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 bow. Take that.
Did you miss some Carmen and Yurko? You don't have to miss anything. Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
The start of the 2020 baseball playoffs. They made it, Yurko. They successfully navigated the regular season. Remember, Buster only said 0%.
Right. Well, 0%
Buster,
chance.
Take your 0% and stick it. Yep. They made it to the postseason.
Exactly where it belongs, Buster.
That's right. How about the NHL? You got to applaud the NHL. We don't say that often. We're big hockey fans, but they just normally do things pass-ackwards, right?
Yes, they do.
They did a great job.
They
pulled off their championship.
You know, and baseball did it with some hiccups, though.
Oh,
they
my
got it
God.
Done. Hockey's done it, so congratulations to them. Basketball's in its final furlong, if you will.
It is. A champion has been crowned in the NHL about a year after the season started, Yurko. Think of that. Remember when the Hawks were in Prague to open the season?
Yes,
I
do.
You guys remember that?
I do.
That was a year ago.
Wow.
And that was the start of the season. A year later, they're hoisting Lord Stanley Cup. The Dallas Stars ticket is bust. But it was a fun ride. And I appreciate all the words of encouragement the last couple of weeks. People cheering on the Dallas Stars with me. My 12-1 Stars ticket is no mas, Yurko.
Up in smoke.
No mas.
You couldn't move it before the series?
I didn't. I couldn't because there's some rules about what you can and can't move on prop swap. I just sold my Packers ticket on prop swap.
How about that?
It more than doubled my money, so I'll take that.
There you go. Yeah, it went from $10 to $22.
Exactly.
You got to feel good about that Stars bet, though. You literally got your money's worth.
It was great. It did. I kind of feel like I did. I'm not going to lie. I put a small hedge just to cover the bet, too, so I really walked away not losing anything.
Ah, you scratched.
I did. I scratched. I had to. Yeah, but it was fun while it lasted.
So you wouldn't have won anything no matter what?
No. I bet enough to cover my wager.
I got you.
All I did was bet enough to cover the wager. So I won that side of it. What we are going to look to do today, because the Dallas Stars run was fun, but it was unsuccessful. A year ago, about this time, not only was the NHL season starting, but we were making a wager on the Washington Nationals to win the World Series at about 20. What did we get it at? 23-1, Yurko? Was that right?
I think it was 25-1.
Was it 25, Merck? Is that what we had it at last year?
25,
yeah. I think like Abdallah had really good odds at his side.
25-1.
650 came back.
And we won. Well, the Nationals won, and because of that, we won. We are going to solicit the help of the audience today to try to pick which sort of long shot or medium shot we should be picking. Don't tell us the Dodgers. We're not going to bet the Dodgers at 2-1. We're not betting the Dodgers. We're not betting Tampa at even 5-1. We're looking at double-digit odds.
We're not betting the Cubs.
Well, the Cubs and the Sox are still double-digit odds at 12-1. But we are looking for longer odds. And we will solicit the help of the audience for that today.
As the 7th seed Chicago White Sox, they've got them at 12-1 to win.
The White Sox are 12-1, correct. On my side, they are, anyway.
As the 7th seed.
As the 7th seed.
Well, then there's your value is automatically in the American League. Because a 3 seed's 12-1. How does a 7th seed become 12-1?
You know, Yurk, it's...
I mean, it's wagering. I would now want to know what 3, 4, and 5 are.
Yeah, let me... I'll get you everything you want.
Yeah, in the American League. Because your value's in the American League right now. It screams it. Screams value in the American
Although we
League.
Think there might be an NL team that has got some value.
Okay.
Hold on. These are series prices. Okay, Yurko.
We're talking about the World Series,
We are talking about the World Series. No, I meant series as in the individual series.
I got you. Individual series, yeah.
So, like, the Oakland A's are 9-1. The White Sox are 12-1. There's a disparity between second seed and seventh seed.
Yes.
Remember, home field goes out the window here outside of this particular series.
Right.
That could have something to do with it. They will move to the bubbles in Southern California and in Texas after this first round of series this week.
Lovely.
The Padres are 9-1, Yurko. Yeah, and the Cubs are 12-1, and so are the White Sox.
Remember,
on my
the
side, anyway.
Padres right pitching staff is in shambles right
it
now.
It is in shambles.
Clevenger's out for the first series.
Yes,
I think
he is.
Dealing with like LeMet. Is that how you say his name?
LeMet.
LeMet is out
Nielsen
for the first.
LeMet.
All right, let's move onward.
Okay.
To the values.
I got a team I think has got some value. I got to give Merkin a little credit because the reason we bet on the Nationals last year was the odds were long, right? But their pitching staff is kind of what we were banking on. We figured if we get into October, right, and I think we bet it with about 2 weeks to go in the regular season, and they didn't even – remember, they were miserable for the first 40 games last
year. I think we bet
year.
It right after the end of the season was over. We didn't bet it.
I thought there was about a week or two left in the regular season.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I think so.
Okay.
Right. They were driving towards the playoffs, and we said, man, if they get in, can you imagine having to face Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin? And a few of the guys in there, their bullpen was always a little spotty, but it was really on the heels of that or on the strength, what we thought of that starting pitching. So Merkin today said, if we're looking for a long shot, what about Waddle's Redlegs? Because it sort of fits with what Washington did last year. You had a couple of thumpers in the lineup, right? And you had, you roll out some great starting pitching. The Cincinnati Reds had the second lowest ERA in the National League behind the Dodgers. The Cincinnati Reds get to roll out in these series Trevor Bauer and Sonny Gray. And they've got a pretty good bullpen.
And they're at what?
18-1.
18-1 for Cincinnati.
18-1.
Okay, what else do we have?
Well, what about the Astros? But without Verlander, to me, it seems like a real long shot. They're 22-1. Without cheating, and without the Justin Verlander, without Justin Verlander's right arm, can the Astros pull it off? Do you like the Astros at 22-1?
What's
the
Cleveland?
Cleveland is 12-1, Yurko, with the White Sox.
Same up there, yeah.
And again, that's a pitching. That's on the strength of their pitching. But we're getting double-digit odds we're looking for. We're getting them. You know who the long shot is? The Brewers at 35-1, they got no shot, right? I mean, I can't.
Listen, the Brewers could be 1,000-1.
I can't, yeah, there's no way.
Nobody's putting a shekel or two.
And as good of a story as Miami is, and they've got a couple of good starters they'll roll out. Sixto Sanchez has been great. He's living up to the hype. The Marlins are 25-1, but I can't see it.
I would just say one thing about the Marlins. They've made the playoffs twice and won the World Series twice.
That's a good point. Isn't that
something? And they were the wild card both times.
They were the wild card both times. Can you believe that? The Marlins have been to the playoffs. Could that be they've only been to the playoffs the two times, and both times in 97 and 03 they won the World
Can
Series?
Can you name both managers?
Sure. It was Jack McKeon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack McKeon was the manager of the 03 team, right?
Correct.
And then I'm going to say in 97 it was Jim Leland?
Yes, good job.
Boom.
Yes.
There you
Leland.
Go. Jimmy Leland. Smoking a heater in between trips to the mound.
Yeah, Leland and McKeon, guys.
Wait, you want to talk about old school baseball? I mean, does it get any more old school than Jim Leland and Jack McKeon?
So what are you thinking, Carm? You still
Cincinnati? That's an interesting little tidbit on the Marlins.
Yeah, but this is an expanded playoff.
I know. They got no shot, do they, Eric? I mean,
this is an expanded playoffs. You throw conventional wisdom in the garbage.
Oh, so you're saying?
You throw any other comparisons that you had over the course of time in the garbage. This is all new. This is all new.
Boy,
I mean, you want to use some statistical analysis to try to convince me that Cincinnati's got an outside shot at this with the second best ERA in Major League Baseball? Now you start to pique my interest just a little bit. Not only that, everybody had the designated hitter this year, so you can't say one's American League, one's National League. You can just tell me that, hey, Cincinnati did it, and that's what they have. So if we're convinced that Cincinnati's the direction we need to go, the price now is how much are we wagering on them?
We got a lot of guys on Twitter chiming in right now, too, with the Reds. They agree. And some guys say their sites are offering up the Reds at 22-1 and that they've already made the bet. We got a few guys saying that's the play, guys. You're not wrong. The Cincinnati Reds, if you're looking for the long shot play right now.
And what are they at now, Carm, for us?
My site's got them at 18-1.
18-1? So
the
they've already been bet down.
Yeah.
Call Abdallah. Find me some real odds. 18-1 is
not
real.
See what Abdallah's site's
got. 22-1. What kind of site you on?
Well, listen, I
sabotage that site.
What do you want from me here? It says it right here. It's clear as day.
I'm asking you for information. You're conveying me information. Okay. What I'm saying is somebody's got it at 22-1. We're going to get it at 18-1.
Well, there's always some
I feel
variance.
Like I'm getting pistol whipped, man.
It's not 30-1 to 18-1.
Well, I'm letting you know what I'm feeling.
Let's ask Abdallah what his site's got it at.
That's like
I think we should put another show/station wager together.
I want to be a part of it, man.
For the World Series.
But I want the best odds possible
All right.
on the team we're going to go with. And if Cincinnati's the team we're going with, You know, so let's start searching some sites, man.
Jeff Dickerson's going to join us in an hour. We'll talk some Bears. What are they going to look like with Nick Foles under center now? We got to talk about Mahomes. Oh, it's painful every time we do.
Well, hey, listen,
but that was incredible last night.
I'll tell you what we've got to do. Go ahead.
We will talk a little bit more baseball, and I'll give you a stat coming up next that might point us towards the White Sox today, not just for White Sox fans who want to sit back and enjoy and hope that the Sox take a 1-0 lead, but maybe a betting angle we can get in on today. We're going to have the White Sox game today. We've got the Cubs game tomorrow starting at 1. Not to mention a bunch of playoff games in the next month and NBA Finals games. So
who's going to be on the call,
Carm? To us.
Boog Shambi?
I don't know who's on the call for actually that White Sox game, but we will find out. And I will tell you who is going to be on the call, and I will tell you a couple of key White Sox stats for today's game specifically as they start against the Oakland A's out in Oakland. 312-332-3776. We already got some calls rolling in on where we should be putting the action and what people like. We're soliciting your help. We'll take your advice. Somebody had a bad beat last night, too. I think I know what it was. We'll take some calls. We got a lot to do. It's going to be a busy day. Cap's got his walk. Oh, my goodness. It's Carmen and Yurko coming right back.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Playoff baseball today. The White Sox are in the playoffs for the first time since 2008. You're going to hear the game right here on ESPN 1000. It's Carmen. It's Yurko. We're live on Twitch, twitch.tv. That's right, twitch.tv, or download the Twitch app and search ESPN 1000 Chicago. When we're done at noon, Greeny's going to come on, but at 1:45, pregame's going to start 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock's the first pitch, right, Mark?
And I think it's 2:08 now. They moved them back.
2:08, yeah. and then Black and Abdallah are going to hit the air afterwards, correct? Right. The baseball show?
Yes, and then it will be Boog Shambi and Jim Bowden.
Dude, you got a good crew.
Yeah.
And White Sox and A's.
For the Cubs tomorrow, I don't think this is the former pitcher, but it's Kevin Brown and Jim Bowden tomorrow.
Is it? No, I don't think it's the former pitcher.
No, he's doing play-by-play, Kevin Brown. Yeah.
Different Kevin Brown. So that, and we'll have the Cubs game tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. The Cubs are going to be on a little bit earlier. So how about it? Playoff baseball for everybody's pleasure as we are about to hit October. The White Sox are a -119 favorite with Giolito on the hill today against the rookie Jesus Luzardo. I believe Luzardo was the front runner for rookie of the year in the AL when the season started. Remember, he got off to a slow start. He had COVID early, right out of the gates, tested early.
Right, right.
But a very talented guy, and not your soft-tossing lefty by any stretch of the imagination. Throws hard. He's got a nasty breaking ball that he throws to the, you know, that back
big,
foot.
Big unit-esque.
Well, I don't know, quite big unit,
that
but
type
I mean,
of breaking ball.
He gives you that to the righties.
The sweeper.
That he buries that on the back foot of the righties, and it's, yeah, I mean, he can be nasty. But listen to this stat. The White Sox, well, first and foremost, I think a lot of people know this. The White Sox didn't lose a game to a lefty starter this year.
You know, did not know that.
The White Sox hit lefties better than anybody in baseball. We talked about that a number of times as the season progressed. We talked about the way that that lineup was slaying left-handed pitching this year. I saw this nugget in Craig Edwards' article at Fangraphs this morning. The White Sox had a 143 weighted runs created plus versus lefties this year. So he went back through the database all the way to 2002, Yurko. So a lot of seasons here going all the way back to 2002.
Right.
And he looked up the best half seasons of weighted runs created plus against left-handed pitching. And I get it. This was still a little bit less than a full half season. This was only 60 games. It was slightly over 500 plate appearances for the White Sox. They had the third best weighted runs created plus against lefties in the sample going all the way back to 2002. So against a lefty today with Giolito on the hill, and the fact that the White Sox have not lost a game yet to a left-handed starter, I feel good about my Sox hopefully getting out to a 1-0 lead in this best of three this afternoon, York. And let's hope that the boy's good to go. And
putting a G on it?
I'm not putting a G on it. I'll tell you that much.
It's your guy.
You know, when you bet your team, it's always, you know, it's a...
Yeah. Well, I always tell people, and you got to remember this when we make the wager for the World Series, when you bet with your pocketbook, your wallet, not with your heart.
Bet with your head, not your heart.
Yeah, I always bet with the wallet.
Let me ask you guys this. When we made the wager last year on the Nationals and they won, the Cubs weren't in the playoffs. You guys didn't have to worry about some sort of inner conflict. Like, man, what happens if the Nationals run into the Cubs now? I'm asking you guys. I'm fine with the bet that we're leaning towards because I'm not a National League fan. I'd be a little nervous if the White Sox got to the playoffs. I mean, excuse me, if the White Sox got to the series.
And you were playing Cincinnati.
Yeah, but for you guys within the league, is there going to be a problem if we put money on the Reds, considering the Cubs might have to play them? I'm asking the Cub fans.
I'm telling you, I'm shaking my head. All right. Just told you what you bet with the head, not with the heart.
JR?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Merck?
Yeah, it's a little tough, especially Waddle. I mean, God, he'd be insufferable.
Boy, he would. I tell you, yeah. He would be insufferable. He's already texting us pictures of Pete Rose in his underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't.
Those are personal photos from the bedroom.
Yeah, that's from he can't get enough already. Waddle hears us talking about his red legs,
and
he's salivating.
Two guys were trying on musk.
I think it was.
Yeah, and the only way you really try on musk is on bare skin.
You think Waddle can name the starting lineup for the Reds?
I don't think there's any chance, but look at the picture he's texting me. Everybody on Twitch can see it.
Nick Castellanos.
I got Pete Rose in his underwear holding two bats, baseball bats.
He probably thinks Dan Driessen's still playing first base for the Reds right now.
He thinks Chris
no, because Tony Perez would be.
Yeah, in Waddle's world, Tony Perez.
Okay.
George Foster and Griffey are in the outfield. Griffey Sr.,
Dave Concepcion.
Davey Concepcion and Johnny Bench. He's got no clue. All right, if you guys are cool with it, this is what we're leaning to. And a lot of people are saying that the Reds are better in various places than just 18-1. I think Merkin found a little bit better, so maybe we'll get even better odds. He's got better odds on his he's a FanDuel. That's his thing.
Big guy.
Matt's in Oak Forest on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to bring up the bad beat from last night. I had a Rivers parlay with the money line on the Chiefs and the over. Oof. And I think with like 10 minutes to go, it was at like 54.
Yeah.
And it was at 54.5. I thought I had it in the bag, but didn't come up that way.
Brutal. So, and you know what's even worse? They missed it. Harrison Butker missed an extra point.
It's
brutal. Matt, thanks, buddy. Sorry about that.
You know what stunk, too?
He missed a field goal and an extra point. This is the guy they just paid. Meller and Capper tell me he's the greatest kicker since Justin Tucker.
Kansas City was moving the ball in the second half, and the running back fumbled.
I know.
That was going in for a touchdown. Eventually, they were going to score a touchdown or some points on that drive.
That's tough.
And then you give it to the other team, and the other team couldn't do a damn thing with it. Baltimore couldn't do anything
with
it.
When you're a half point from the number with 10 minutes to go and you lose.
You're thinking you're feeling good, though.
You feel great, but that's why it's dangerous. Speaking of Monday Night Football last night, I mean, I know.
Go ahead. Get it out of your system. Go. Get it out of your system.
You know, like on the week where Mitch is benched, you know, and Mitch maybe has taken his last significant snap here in Chicago. Even if Mitch plays again, knowing Foles' history, Mitch might play again this year. Mitch Trubisky's not going to be a Bear beyond this year, is he, guys? There's no chance,
right? It's over. It's all over.
Like, on the weekend that it happens, this friggin' guy in Kansas City, scores 5 touchdowns. He makes it look easy.
Don't beat yourself up over it.
I'm not beating myself up over it. First of all, he's my fantasy quarterback in one league, and he won my last night.
I enjoy watching him play.
I do, too. York, I think it's fabulous. I'm not beating myself over it, and I don't let it.
Ryan Pace that won't be able to sleep with himself as he goes into the future.
I honestly don't know.
I can see Ryan Pace like Johnny Depp in what movie was Johnny Depp talking to himself in the prison? Where he's the drug dealer?
Blow. Yeah.
Johnny Depp and Blow, where he's talking to himself in the prison yard. That's going to be Ryan Pace talking to himself on his deck one day.
I mean,
going, I thought you were a player. I fell in love with your car. He'll be talking to himself, just be senile out there. He decided Mitch Trubisky was a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. Like, and I'm going to give him his Rick.
Patrick Mahomes. And it's just...
He's the guy that's going to be tormented. You don't torment yourself.
Tormented maybe is the wrong word. I mean, I enjoy watching him play. Don't get me wrong. I mean, how could you not? You'd be silly to not sit back and enjoy it.
And let those individuals be tormented who believe that Mitch Trubisky was a quarterback.
I guess the only thing, Yurk, is...
Let them be tormented.
No matter how much people say, just get over it, I feel like every time you do watch him, especially with a performance like that, as a Bears fan, I can't help but go, man, it would have been nice. Like, is that so wrong? I mean, it really would have been something. And this notion that he's only good because he's with Tyreek Hill or He's only good because of their weapons. You watch the guy play? Do you see his feel and his sense of the pocket and what's happening around him and his arm and the throws he makes? Are we really saying it's only because of Tyreek Hill? Do you watch where he puts the football?
Good places. I mean, puts him in good places, Carm. Allows his guys to be successful. That's what he does.
So I kind of can't help but watch those performances and go, man, it really would have been something. It would have been nice, boys, you know? And it's just, and Mitch, and this is not, I don't want to take shots at Mitch. We don't have to.
He is who he is.
This is not Mitch Trubisky's fault. I'm not blaming Mitch Trubisky, but on the weekend where he's benched, you know, he won't make his fifth year here with this team. Mitch Trubisky's not going to be on this team going forward.
We know whose fault that is.
You know, you watch Mahomes and you just go, Jesus.
It's Ryan Pace's
fault. He's something, man. He really is. He's now 10-0 in September, too. You know, the last 32 touchdowns, no interceptions. The last time Patrick Mahomes, somebody tweeted it, the last time Patrick Mahomes walked off the field a loser in September was against Arizona State in 2016. Oh, and in that game, I think they put up 55 points or something like that, and they lost like 63-55. He threw for like 400 yards, and they lost. Somebody tweeted it earlier. I think I retweeted it. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, he's 10-0 in September, and he's 3-0 against Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's just it was beyond incredible last night, the way he took apart a good defense. I mean, that's Baltimore. And he just
– they had only given up 22 points. 22 points in the season.
He absolutely – took them apart. He dismantled every facet of their defense last night. It's
Baltimore looked like a very average team yesterday.
Sure did. I think they're better than that. Team.
I think they are, too.
And I think Lamar's better. Lamar's got something about the Chiefs. You know, he beats everybody else.
It's a bugaboo.
He can't beat the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are their kryptonite. It's his kryptonite.
21-1. Is that right?
I think he's 21-1 against in the regular season. And he's 21-1 against every other team in the league. And he's 0-3 against the Chiefs. Right? Isn't that the stat? He's 21-1 against everybody else in the regular season.
Did you say that the Browns is his only other loss?
The Browns.
Browns.
Go figure.
That's one, boy.
Yeah.
That's a head-scratcher.
All right, 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump in. Oh, boy, we got a busy day. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Mahomes going to take off for it. Has the corner and easy. Mahomes underneath shovel to Anthony Sherman, the fullback for the touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes looking for Tyreek Hill, and he brings it down for the touchdown. Here's Mahomes, gets some pressure, man in his face. He's got Hardman wide open for the touchdown. Mecole Hardman. And Mahomes paid the price. Hit by Marlon Humphrey. Touchdown, Chiefs. First and goal from the 2. Here's Mahomes trying to set it up. Big fella, Eric Fisher. The left tackle, eligible and then some. And some hot potato in the end zone. Touchdown, Chiefs.
5 of them, unbelievable. The throw to Mecole Hardman, the throw to Tyreek Hill. I mean, the one to Hardman where he just stood in the pocket. He knew he was going to get drilled. He did. You heard Steve Levy, Monday Night Football on ESPN last night. He was at about his own 40-yard line, Yurk, when he let that ball go. Hardman was, I put a little couple of pictures up on Twitter about this last night, at Carmen DeFalco on Twitter. Hardman was at about the 32, caught the ball at the 6, and just walked in. I mean, it was... It's recognition. It's knowing where to go. It's a perfect pass.
Knowing how to go, yeah.
I mean, it's just with the 50 yards with the guy coming bearing down on you. I mean, it's what can you say? It's sick. It's next level stuff. It's as simple as that. And the Chiefs off to a very good start, obviously.
Yeah, the Chiefs do look like the creme de la creme in the AFC. And then you're going to see everybody else fighting out, trying to see who's going to battle with them.
So the big news in the NFL right now is that they've reached sort of the first critical point of the season here as we get ready for week 4. There have been 3 Titans players that have tested positive for COVID. The good news is that no Viking, right? Is that official, York? Did you see that on Twitter? Somebody said that there are no Vikings, as far as they know, in this round of testing. Because they played, of course, the Vikings on Sunday.
Yeah, let me go to the top here and get to here so I can tell you the headline that was up there. Vikings say they've had no positive tests.
Huge. That's a big win, isn't it?
That's by Josh Alper.
Okay, that's very good.
Let's put that out there, yes.
But there's a problem in Tennessee, and they will not be allowed back in their building until Saturday. Everything else is going to be done remotely between now and then. We're talking about the Titans. The Titans play the Steelers.
At home or in Pittsburgh?
At home. They are, I'm assuming this line is going to be taken off the board for now in a lot of places, but it was about a 2.5-point spread. Pittsburgh was a 2.5-point favorite going on the road to play in Tennessee. How about that, by the way? The Steelers against the 3-0 team. We're going to be laying points on the road. But the Titans are going to have to do everything virtually until Saturday. And I would just ask you, Yurk, because you're getting ready for a football game against a team like the Steelers. I mean, how do you do that without being in the building?
It's not ideal. It's not ideal. Easier on the defense than it is the offense.
Is it?
Yes. In the defense, you have 10 guys doing the wrong thing. One guy does the right thing. He makes a great play. Everything looks fantastic. On the offense, you can have 10 guys doing the right thing. One guy doing the wrong thing, it blows up the whole damn play.
And that's
so
something.
That's why it's a little bit easier defensively than it is offensively. You can do everything. You can try to walk through stuff, you know, online. Hey, this is what it's going to look like. This is what it's happening. You've got to bank on the fact that you've trained your guys, and your guys are knowledgeable in your system. And they're going to have to run. They're going to have to work out. They're going to have to do it remotely from wherever they're at to maintain whatever level of physical fitness that you have. You can't just shut it down for 4 days without doing a thing. You're going to have to do something. And then it's incumbent upon the individual player to do it in a safe manner. And the five individuals that tested positive, and it could be more as they test.
I think it was three players and five personnel.
Those three
total
and five are shut down for, what is it, 10, 11 days?
I think something like that, yeah.
So that's this, they're shut down. You're shut down until you test negative.
The good news is no Vikings, right? A Falcons player tested positive, had to miss the game. It was the rookie, right, A.J. Terrell. Nobody else, as far as we know, right? So the good thing is, whatever these guys are doing, they're taking it seriously, and it seems like it's working. Let's hope they can navigate this. Look, baseball had a few hiccups early.
Well, they rebounded nicely. Big hiccups.
You're right. They had big hiccups.
They found to make it up. Making up football games is a little bit tougher than making up baseball games, right?
Can you believe the Cardinals still played 58 games after all that?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And the Cardinals and the Marlins both made the playoffs. The two teams with the big COVID scares early on. All right, we'll take some calls right when we come back. We got about 15 minutes before our first guest, and that's our very own Jeff Meller. It's our weekly fantasy segment where he doesn't tell you who to bench and who to play. He tells you what to look for today on the waiver wire as it opens. The waiver watch with Meller in about 15. JD will join us in 30 minutes. Your phone calls, baseball, playoff starting, who do you like, long shots, the Bears under Foles. We could talk about all of it. 312-332-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.